benefit package. Hostess is taking walk-in applicants Monday through Friday, 10 to 2, and offering on-the-spot positions. Stop by 1525 Industrial and apply within. You can also email ahines@hostessbrands.com or call 620-340-9235. Pay ranges from $19.06 to $43 an hour. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Dynamic Discs needs volunteers for the Dynamic Discs Open. The tournament is from April 23rd through May 1st. Volunteers are needed on and off the course to help with several tasks. Visit DynamicDiscsOpen.com for more information about volunteering. See you there!
KBOE Live and Local, good morning, 826. It is 32 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 620-342-6272.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KBOE Live and Local, it is 828, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime, our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by David Traylor, Zoo Education Coordinator, Dahlia Sutton. Dahlia, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Doing good today. Thanks good. For taking some time to join us. First, let me ask you, Dahlia, have you been able to digest the enormity of the recently completed EFOS Roundup auction last weekend?
No, I haven't. I mean, that was an absolutely amazing turnout, and I think it just shows with the amount that was raised how awesome our community is and how much they support the zoo. It was just awesome.
Jaw-dropping. Really?
Yes. Good way
to put it. Yeah.
Yeah. From start to finish, what an incredible event out at the Anderson Building on Friday. And folks, if you have not heard, the Emporia Friends of the Zoo EFOS ended up raising over $127,000 for the zoo that will go to educational programming, like we're talking about here this morning with Dahlia. That's coming up this Sunday, right?
Yeah, yep. So this Sunday, here in the Zoo Education Center, the ZEC, we are going to hold our really first event here at the zoo. It's our Spring Forward event, and it's an event that really hopes to bring awareness to amphibians. It's, like I said, it's going to be here on Sunday, March 13th from 1 until 3 p.m. We'll have a couple of activities. We'll have some crafts. We'll have some docents out just so, again, we can kind of raise awareness about amphibians because not a lot of people want to talk about them.
Speaking of that here, Dahlia, this is one of the main focal points of the zoo for the past several years, but what makes amphibians, I guess, really a critical part of the biome, and what makes them kind of an indicator on how climate changes work?
Yeah, so right now there are about 5,000 known amphibian species, and that's a lot. They are, however, one of the most threatened class of animals currently. They are very susceptible to environmental threats and stresses. They are cold-blooded, number one, so they react to different temperatures. You know, they can't regulate their body temperature, which is why you don't see them in the wintertime. You know, they're under the ground, kind of hibernating, staying warm. But the other thing is that they've got permeable skin, and what that means is they basically breathe through their skin, so the water that's on their skin gets absorbed right into their body. The problem with that is that a lot of pesticides or different things that we might be using in our daily lives can affect them through that. It gets absorbed right through their skin and can harm them. And when we start harming a species like that, then we start affecting everything. It's a chain reaction. You know, it's even the food chain. You know, they're great for, you know, insect control. So if we start seeing a decrease in our amphibian population, we're going to see an increase in our insects. So it's just all related.
All right, so the Spring Forward event at the David Traylor Zoo Education Center this Sunday, 1 to 3. But no, you're not going to stop there. You're going to extend your hours, spring break week, Dahlia?
Yeah, yep. So next week is, dun-dun-dun, spring break. So we will actually have the classroom open in the afternoons from 1 until 4. I will still have everything out that I'll have out on Sunday. So if people can't make it on Sunday because they've got other things, or you know, it is the first weekend of spring break, so people might be traveling and not getting back until later. Have no fear; it'll still be laid out here. So kiddos and or adults alike can come and see what we had, and you know, enjoy those activities and crafts, and you know, come with questions. We love questions.
Speaking of the activities, what are some of the different things you've got slated here for Spring Forward?
Oh, my goodness. So we have one of my favorites, which are the toad abodes. They're peat pots that we decorate, and you can basically, you know, they're a home for or a habitat for an amphibian, a toad, and you can take that home and put it out in your garden for a little shelter for them. We've got some just kind of fun crafts when it comes to learning about the life cycle of frogs or amphibians. We have some activities like, can you jump, like, you know, how far can you jump according to, you know, in retrospect to other types of frogs and toads. We've got a game that you'll be able to crawl through and play. It's just a good time.
Great time. So Spring Forward, 1 to 3 this Sunday, but daily you will have the Zoo Education Center open from, sounds like, 1 to 4.
1 to 4.
Yeah, Monday through Friday of next week. So.
Yep, so Spring Forward is Sunday from 1 to 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the classroom will be open from 1 to 4 every day next week.
All right.
Good deal.
Heck of a deal. Well, how excited are you about the progress of the OASIS campaign and the soon-to-be refigured Zoo Education Center?
I'm really excited. I, you know, if we could, I would have loved to have started, you know, yesterday.
Right.
It's been a really neat process, you know, and it's been neat to kind of see the zoo starting to take a same shape but a little bit different. You know, now you can walk around the pond, so you can actually see all of that. I love that. It just looks so much more open. And, you know, of course, the main entrance, the gate, yeah, is just fabulous. But yeah, no, we're really excited to kind of get the ball rolling on the ZEC here at the Education Center. Every time we look at the blueprints, I'm just like, yeah, oh, that's going to be so cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a great remodel and expansion out,
mm-hmm,
there for that. There'll be some bus parking back there, yeah, as well. So progress continues. And Spring Forward event this Sunday at the Zoo Education Center from 1 until 3. Dahlia, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, guys. You guys stay warm. Have a good day.
All right. Good to
you
talk
too.
To you, as always.
And
David Traylor Zoo Education Coordinator Dahlia Sutton joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning. I did say during the auction,
yep,
last week that, you know, the expansion's going with the Education Center. They are going to be expanding.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I was asking, well, what kind of flooring is going to go in the Education Center?
Oh.
And I suggested maybe using reptile.
Oh! Well played, sir.
Oh.
Well played.
Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance agent Pete Euler, a 920 commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 620-342-6272. State Farm Insurance agent Pete Euler. It is 8:36. Now the headlines from ABC.
The United Nations says at least 500 civilians have been killed as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but most